Whitfield on 702. Call Bruce on 011-883-0702.
When else did you go to the bank? I'm nothing against banks, but I really cannot put a date on the last time I actually went into a bank branch. It's fundamentally unnecessary to do it. And it's one of the great revolutions, of course, of financial services, and that is how digital transactions make, you know, transacting so easy. You'll go to an ATM from time to time if you want some cash, but that's about as close as your physical interaction gets with the bank. And that's why digital technologies are making it such a compelling case for standalone digital only banking products and providing new ways and, in some cases, free ways to do banking. Toby van Sale is the co-founder at Better, B-E-T-T-R. You seem to have lost a letter in there somewhere, Toby. But welcome to The Money Show. Are you a bank?
Hi, Bruce. This is Toby van Sale. Thanks for having me on the show. Straight up, we are not a bank. If we wanted to be one, we wouldn't change anything. But we're a technology company that aims to do banking differently. When we talk a little bit more about our commercial structure, it will be evident why the traditional banking model is not the way forward in our view, and why digital banking through technology companies as a tech-first company is going to address quite a lot of needs of the 21st century consumer.
A zillion years ago, 2020 said banking is necessary, banks are not. They were ahead of their time in many, many respects. They were at 2020 and the huge innovation they brought in with early digital banking. I mean, you would describe to that, I suppose. I mean, Bill Gates, it's a Bill Gates quote saying that, yeah, banking is necessary, but banks are not.
Yeah, sure. I mean, if I can comment on that, I think if we look at the 21st century where we are right now, you know, traditional banks are primarily brick and mortar, but traditional business models, right? And you've got these digital banks that are entering the market, but they also fundamentally are running a traditional business model. And in the age of the internet, the world is exponential. So the traditional linear kind of priced business model is going to evaporate. And I tell you why. Banking is necessary. We need to give people fair access to affordable, transparent financial services that they can actually afford. And right now in South Africa, the average bank account consumer at least half a day's minimum wage. And it's quite unfair, and it's a conflict of interest in terms of how traditional banks are making their money and how young people are supposed to be treated like the working class, which makes it unaffordable and unattainable.
Okay, now, I mean, that's... Toby, hold on a second. I mean, there's a lot of rhetoric in there, and you're talking your book, and I get it. But when it comes to banking in South Africa, you need a banking license. The Reserve Bank regulates who can and who cannot take deposits. So you're a bank, but you're not a bank, but you're an app, but you provide banking services. Explain to me practically what would happen if I got myself a better account.
Right. So we've opted for a different commercial structure because we're not a lending institution. We don't aim to take deposits and lend. We partner with a sponsor bank that would make themselves announced later this year. We would take deposits through the banking system, like BankServe, like electronic transfers into
You would piggyback on somebody else's banking license, as has happened in the past, as happened with 2020, for example, all those, 20 years ago?
That is correct, Bruce.
Okay, good. Now I understand that. So you would go to a commercial bank that already has a banking license. I mean, has that model not been seen to have been tried and failed?
Yeah, I suppose it has. And it depends what the objective is of the institution. If it's remittance, it's one thing. So Better is about helping consumers bank freely. And then in exchange, our model is we offer an interest rate in exchange for the commercial bank to obtain low-cost deposits. And it's one hand washes the other. So we also make sure that we partner with a sponsor bank that aligns to our values of our customers as well as our business model. So in our case, we didn't partner with a commercial bank that has a retail lending arm. We're very focused on food security and ensuring that every deposit being made through Better with our sponsor bank goes towards sustainable agricultural development and farming. In a sense, you know, you're putting food on the table, plus being rewarded for it.
Okay, so you are, and man, I'm forgetting their name now, but I know exactly who you're partnering with. you've kind of given the game away on that particular front, and as soon as my bro, you're partnering with Grow Bank, is going to be your partner, correct?
Oh, there's discussions and okay. Really down the line. But.
That's again the commercial arrangements between yourselves and Grow Bank, and that's it's going to be interesting to see how it plays out. This idea of being able to offer free services, and again, it's this great race to zero. It's what Bank Zero has promised. We're waiting for their great launch. Again, when you get to zero, you still got to add value to people's lives. How are you going to do that?
Well, that is a really good question. So first of all, we have a marketplace banking model where, number one, we are enabling our consumers, who we call the next generation of money makers, to really start entrepreneurial ventures within our banking ecosystem. So something for young people essentially is that they're big into alternative asset classes. So the assetization of personal goods like your mobile phone that you can swap or trade, students that wants to sell books or trade in books, any old clothing in your wardrobe that you might want to sell onto someone to thrift and sell onto someone again. So enabling the ability to start making money and then facilitating such a transaction with a small fee. Secondly is the interest rate is shared between us and a customer. So the interest rate that we earn are predominantly, majority provided to the customer to attract the deposit. And our commercial model is so lean that we literally can survive with two revenue streams. That is positive bank account balance, which will, of course, help a young individual to manage their money, stick within a budget so that they make it through the month. And at the other end of it is interchange through the card rails. So every time there's a transaction, we make change fee, and that offsets our cost. Now, on top of that, it's really where new financial services could be enabled, like no fee, no interest credit advances could be given to someone that wants to buy maybe a Macintosh for their studio, or an entrepreneur that wants to buy a piece of equipment for any other venture that they have. In that, there would be a kickback from a retailer, and if insurance is embedded in that, there would be a margin in the product as well.
Sorry, Toby, we're going across purposes here. You couldn't get any funding for this idea. Nobody was interested in backing you. What was the reluctance, do you think?
Yeah, that's a really good question. First of all, we wanted to fund the business ourselves. So the founders, all the 25 of us and the team came together. We've had some previous success as well. So we first wanted to fund the business ourselves to be independent. We didn't want to compromise on our vision and the way that we wanted to build the business. We wanted to take our time with it. We wanted to make sure that we got the right structure for success. Secondly is we did obtain funding from very prestigious early-stage venture capital backers, but we ran into multiple challenges in building this business. Regulatory is very high barriers. It's a very capital-intensive business initially to set up, and it's just pure persistence in the vision and the dream and perfecting the strategy that we have. And I think at the time when we started about 3 or 4 years ago, it was ahead of its time even, and these new larger competitors were coming in and they were very well backed. But I think what unlocked the capital for us is the desire by the industry and the ecosystem seeking an alternative, and that secured us quite a lot of distribution deals that eventually convinced the financiers to take a risk and take a bet on us. And I think the team, first of all, has just been dedicated to the vision, uncompromised, and we stuck it through. And then our partners have also invested and contributed through discounting their services, and even in some cases in their own money to make this a success because they believe this needs to exist.
Toby van Sale, he is the co-founder of a fintech app called Better, B-E-T-T-R, and the reason I know it's Growbank, it's just, yeah, the clues that he dropped. I suspect it's Growbank. It's interesting because you go to Growbank's website and they talk about creating an open, trustworthy financial marketplace for corporates and fintech startups to operate in. Through integration with Growbank, we provide an open gateway for businesses to reliably co-create unique banking products and value-added services, bringing unconventional banking solutions to meet a growing unconventional banking need. You tell me it's not Growbank. I'm sure it's Growbank.